This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 1-12-2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock on WPRO, and let's go over the rules. All we have to do, you and I, is when you call in and say hi to Ken and give him your name and your birthday, and then you come through to me, you need to ask me a specific question. It can be about just about anything, as long as it is limited. I can't tell you about the whole rest of your life, or even all aspects of your life for one whole year. Time doesn't permit, but I can talk to you about any specific thing that you want to know. If this is not all perfectly clear, you just listen for a few minutes, because we're going right to those phones. And I expect it will then become quite clear. So let's talk to Anne in Franklin, Mass. Anne, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Diane.
Hi, Anne. And let's see, you're born at the very tail end of the sign. Well, you know, you're born at the beginning of Gemini. Cancer. What's your question for me tonight?
Health issues.
Okay, and there's been something going on for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, does it go back about 3.5 to 4 years?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to understand where certain aspects were when you started dealing with health issues. Cancerians are prone to problems that have to do with the whole digestive tract, and it can have and therefore, for the sign of Cancer, what you eat is extremely important, and alternative medicines can be useful, okay? So nutritionists can help you with regard to health problems. Now, I look in your sixth house. The cards there look pretty good. Your second house cards indicate that you've had some problems that have sort of long-term effect on your body. So there's some things that don't sort of recuperate. And your 8th house cards look okay, and so do your 12th. Okay, the only place where I think there's still a question mark, okay, what I've got here overall, Anne, is a picture that looks like it's getting a little bit better. It hasn't been easy, but it looks like it's getting a little bit better. That's good news. The problem is, I just don't see you communicating with your doctor, and this is something I bring up frequently, but either your doctor is saying things to you that you don't want to hear, or that you're not hearing clearly enough, or you're not asking enough questions. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, very much so.
This is something that only you can resolve. Listen, I have great respect for the medical profession. We all do. But the fact is that doctors are our hired help. That's what they are. You go out and you hire a doctor to help you. And then either you believe that he can or she can, or you hire somebody else. And that doesn't mean that you shop around until you find the doctor who tells you what you want to hear, but it does mean that you shop around until you find the doctor who you feel is listening to you, cares about you as an individual, and is still working with you. And sometimes when you've got the same doctor over a stretch of time, that ceases to happen. So I think you need to work on that. But really, in the big picture, I'm encouraged by what I see for you. And thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Janet in Coventry. Janet, welcome to the program.
Hi, Happy New Year to you.
And to you, too. And I see that you're born under the sign of Leo. And what's your question for me?
Health problems also.
Oh dear, we've got a whole lot of those going on. Okay. You know, when I ask people how long this has been going on, it's because I'm thinking back over where certain planets are. And a couple of them are Saturn and also Jupiter, and frequently the planet Uranus. So the same thing for you. Since Saturn was in Leo pretty much for half of 05 and all of 6 and 7, I wonder whether you're asking about a health problem that started in that stretch of time.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, according to the pictures that I have here, you've got a very good doctor. I don't have anything to say about that. You've had two different doctors who you're dealing with, and they're both helping you. Your second house cards indicate that things really are getting better, and in fact, your health problem in the second house is described at this point as a headache. Obviously, it's more than a headache, or you wouldn't be calling me, and I know that. But by the cards saying that it's a headache, that's very good news for you. For example, your fourth house cards look terrific. That's the human breast. Your third house cards look terrific. That's the lungs. So in so many areas that we might be really concerned, the cards are good. Now, here's the real problem. Leo rules the heart and is prone to problems that involve the heart. And it is in that place that your cards look a little questionable. So if you're having health problems involving your heart, the encouragement is in the 12th house. It looks like it's turning around. If it's in some other part of the body, then I'm very encouraged that things are getting better, and you need to be sure that you continue to monitor your health for the sake of your heart, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Janet. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Nicole in Smithfield. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Nicole. I see you're a Scorpio. And what's your question for me?
Relationships as far as love.
Okay, are you
out there?
You're very young. Are you dating anybody at this time?
Back and forth for the last 6 years with my son's father. I've dated guys I'm very picky.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's good to be picky, especially when you've got a child at home, and especially when the relationship didn't work out with that boy's father.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so.
But I'm picky on, like, superficial things, I believe.
Oh, well, do you want to change that?
Change.
You said you're picky about superficial things.
Yes.
Do you want to change that?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, well, whose response?
Of course I want to change that.
Okay, Nicole, well, I ask pretty simple questions most of the time. Whose responsibility is it to change those things?
Me.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I have to look at people in different ways than I do.
Okay. You have both the King and Jack of Spades falling in your seventh house. I need to know, what's your child's birthday?
April 9th, 2004.
Okay, just so I won't get confused. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I'm seeing a man who I would describe as a water sign, Cancer, Scorpio, or Pisces, all of which are good matches for you.
Scorpio and Scorpio,
believe it or not, can work. Is it easy? No. Can it work? Yes, it can. And Scorpio and Pisces, that is your son's father? Okay, well, there's more than one Scorpio in the world.
No.
There's more than one. I'm not suggesting that you go down a path you've already been on. But I did ask that question because the 2 and 5 of hearts with air and fives can represent the kids, and that is confusing. And even though it's been on and off, do you still have feelings for him?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then, how about marriage counseling?
I definitely have thought about that.
Definitely thinking is very different from definitely doing.
I know.
All right, Nicole, the person we have to work on is you. I think there's still potential with your son's father, but what you need to do is get into a counseling situation. You need to look at why superficial things bother you, and you need to look at this relationship one way or the other to resolve it so that if need be, you can move on, because you're stuck. The only man who really showed up as being very promising for you turns out to be the man you've been off and on with for 6 years. So you've got your homework, and this is a very good year to do it. Very, very several really important planets, from Jupiter in Capricorn to Saturn in Virgo to even Pluto in Sagittarius and Uranus in Pisces. Those are all placements that are helpful to you to reconcile the situation and be able to either make it work or move on. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Lee and Seekonk, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Myrna.
Hi, Lee.
I enjoy your program.
Thank you, and I understand you're calling about your son, who is a Capricorn.
Yep, he had a very bad accident 12 years ago, and he's had numerous operations and recovery times. He's recently had an operation where he really thinks that he's going to be able to get back to work.
Okay.
He won't be able to do the work he did before.
Right.
He may even have to do handicap work. Do you see anything that might happen for him?
I think he's right. In the sixth house of health, which is also the box of employment, there's a four of hearts, which means change for the better. And the six of clubs falls with other very nice cards. I think your son is correct that he will be able to get back to work. What kind particularly, I don't know, without doing some research on his chart and understanding him better. But specifically, when he says to you, I think this last procedure is going to allow me to get back to work, I agree. In the box of surgery, there's a five of hearts, and that's the card of good fortune. And in the outcome of the entire reading falls the nine of hearts, which is certainly a card that represents him feeling better about himself. Lee, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Nope. Ken says, what are you doing, Myrna? You have to take a break. So Pamela, hang on. Debbie, hang on. Lee, hang on. Please stay right here on Myrna Lamb. I'm Myrna Lamb, astrologer and card reader, here with you until 7 o'clock, taking your calls at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. All the lines are full. When I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Pamela in Hollis, New Hampshire, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I feel kind of blessed to get through, and I want to say that I'm in great respect of a station that would allow this kind of programming on a regular basis.
Thank you, Pamela. You're right. This is a little bit one of a kind. And you're a Pisces and the moon is in Pisces, so that's very good for both of us. What's your question tonight?
I would like very much to know about my financial aspects for the coming year and for life in general, and I would like to say one small little word in a very loud voice. Help.
Okay, I can certainly take a look at your finances for this year, but as far as life is concerned, that requires astrology charts and a lot more time than you and I have on the radio, so I have to be a little bit limited. Nonetheless, Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. Second house is money in your pocket. If you hadn't asked me about money, I would never have guessed looking at those cards that you needed any help at all. In the third house, you have cards that represent good news. Now I look in the sixth, and that's when we begin to have a little bit of trouble. The sixth house is employment, and the seventh house is income from it. And those cards, that's where we run into trouble. So you're not bringing in enough money, and that's what it comes down to. Your home is costing you more than it ever did before. You know, you can remember a time when gasoline cost very little, and you could feed yourself quite comfortably on a few bucks a week. And now you go to the grocery store every week, and it's like sticker shock, is it not?
Yes, indeed it is.
And it's just out of whack. And I don't know how younger families and little kids are making it. I really don't. So I look at your cards and I respect that really the problem is expenses are rising and your income isn't. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to change something in order to solve this problem. It's not going to be solved by some mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are, however, two people around you who do represent some kind of positive help for you. I don't know whether one of those may have to do with a little inheritance or whether you have a brother who knows economics and knows accounting, whether there's a person around you like that who might be able to help you restructure some things a little bit. You're young to collect Social Security. You can't do anything like that yet, but fairly soon you'd be able to collect some if you wanted to. It's one of the things that you might look into.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pamela.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Debbie on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome, and you're an Aquarian. And what's your question for me tonight?
My question is about my son. He was recently injured, and we've got, I'm mostly concerned with his eye.
Okay, what's his birthday, Deb?
His birthday is April 29th, 1985.
Okay, so he's born under the sign of Taurus, recently injured, and it's his eye that you're worried about.
Yes.
The King of Clubs is the card that represents him, and I want to get these cards down and see what's going on in the first house, which is the head, and therefore the eye. I have the King of Clubs, which is him, and the only spade that falls in the first house is a two. A two is a very small spade. What that suggests to me is that if there's permanent damage to his eye, it's not total damage to his eye.
Okay.
So there is damage, and there's more than just his eye.
Yes.
And the rest is going to take some time. But these cards really are very reassuring when it comes to his vision and to his eye.
Great. That's good to hear.
Let me know how it goes, Deb.
I will. Thank you again.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Lee in East Providence. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Lee. I see you're a Pisces, and what's your question for me?
My health.
Okay. And let's see what's going on. You know, Jupiter's in the sign of Capricorn, and Saturn went into Virgo in September, and that's your opposite sign. Okay, so something went on after the beginning of September that brought this issue more to a head. And as far as your health is concerned, your sixth house cards show your concern. Okay, your ninth house cards look great. If surgery is suggested, take a deep breath and just do it, because these cards look fabulous. If surgery is an option, it would be very successful. You too have this, like, do you have a sister or some other woman who's very close to you who's somehow involved helping you or had something similar to this happen to her?
No.
So there's another woman around you. It's almost like a protective energy. It's almost like an angel on your shoulder. And maybe this is a woman from your family history, a mother, a grandmother. Your cards are full of people around you trying to be supportive and helpful. And I'm not convinced that they're living people. And this is, Lee, I very rarely have gone out on this kind of limb with any caller, but that's what I'm sensing around you. It is something metaphysical, but it's something spiritual, and it's something very comforting. And I think it's all trying to say to you, don't be afraid, because you're going to be okay. And I really do believe you are going to be okay.
Okay, good.
Lee, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Kelly in Warwick, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Kelly. You are a Virgo, and what's your question for me?
My question is, like most people, I want to have a family, and I also want to have a successful business. And I'm just wondering, because I have no one in my life right now, and I want to have a family, where I should spend my energy, because I'm torn, and I'm not really sure which direction to go in.
Okay. Those are wonderful questions and very big questions and much more than I really can help you with on the air. They're just too broad. The first question usually would be, is there a man in my future? But you can have babies without having a man around. I mean, you know.
Well, I prefer to have a man first and then a baby.
Okay. I think that's a preferable way to do it. Okay, Kelly. Let's see what the card, especially because Virgos like to do things in a fairly straightforward and analytical and organized fashion. And, you know, if you really do go from A to B to C, it usually does start with a man. Okay. So let's see if we can find a man for you. The Queen of Clubs is the card that represents you, and I have that card. And I look for men to fall in the fifth house, which is all about love and romance, and there's Jack in there, which is like somebody who's not mature enough yet. Mm-hmm. But, and here's the good news, when I get to the seventh house, which is marriage and partnership, there is a man, a very nice man, who I believe is a water sign, a Cancer, a Scorpio, or a Pisces. And by and large, for Virgo, the two very best signs are Cancer and Scorpio. Pisces is the opposite sign, not quite as easy. But just generally speaking, for Virgo to get along with Cancer or Scorpio, it's about as easy as it gets. He is a man who you can meet literally at any time. And when you meet him, I believe that you'll recognize that you knew him before. I think that he's... Oh, are you petite? Are you little?
Yes.
I thought so. Are you about, what, 5'1"?
Not even.
Not
five
even 5'1". Okay. Because the reason that I thought that is because this man's only about 5'5".
Okay.
But he's adorable. Now, do you go to a gym? Do you work out?
No.
Guess what you want to start doing?
Okay.
You want to start going to a gym and working out because he's there.
Okay.
And he's the nice thing about him, he's funny. So you're going to start going to this gym and you're going to start talking to this guy. He's going to be, I don't know, whether he's on the bike or he's on a rowing machine or whatever. And he's going to say something downright silly. And you're going to think, that's who Myrna was talking about. Dark hair, dark eyes, 5'5". Let me know. Kelly, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Pat in Tiverton. Pat, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
And you're an Aquarian, Pat.
Yes, indeed.
What's your question for me? This is Aquarius night, that's all. What's your question for me?
I will be retiring quite shortly, and mm-hmm. I was wondering how you see me doing financially.
Okay. Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. And I didn't find you yet, but I know you're in here somewhere. And I just have to get all these cards down, and sometimes it takes a long time, and here you are. You fall with the Nine of Hearts and the Six of Hearts in a club. Beautiful cards. Beautiful cards. And in the eighth house, which represents pensions, retirement funds, and monies, the cards look good. So as long as nothing terribly unforeseen occurs, you're okay. Now, what might be the terribly unforeseen thing? You have to make sure that your health coverage is very good. That's important. You want to make sure that no one around you drains your finances. Uh-huh. What you have is a situation that I would say all the things that are really yours to control are good. But sometimes,
wonderful.
Yes, but sometimes things happen that involve other people around you that seem to be beyond your control. And if they then come to you and they're looking for help or support, that's the thing that can unsettle the whole picture, okay?
Okay.
So as long as you avoid that, I think you're fine. I really think
you're
fine.
Thank you very much, Myrna.
You're welcome, Pat. Thank you for the call. Our phone number is here at WPRO, our 438-WPRO, and 1-800-321-WPRO. We have one line available for you. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock on WPRO, followed by Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. Our lines are full at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. So when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Let's talk with Ann in Pawtucket. Ann, welcome to the program.
Yes, Lana. I was wondering, my daughter Mary lost her ring.
Oh.
And she's a leap year baby.
Mm-hmm. Born under the sign of Pisces.
Yes.
How long ago did she lose the ring?
About 4 months ago.
Oh, dear. Okay. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents her. The Nine of Hearts is a card that I use as a target to try to locate a lost object. 4 months ago. All right. I have not found the Queen of Spades yet or the Nine of Hearts, but they're both here somewhere. Let's keep going, and here she is. Okay. I am not pleased with what I see in the cards. I'm not optimistic about her finding the ring. Did she lose it outdoors, does she know?
She thinks she lost it in the house.
Okay. I'm not convinced she lost it in the house because the Nine of Hearts falls outside the reading, which suggests that it's not in the house.
Okay.
Which makes me worried also that if she lost it in the house, that it might have somehow gotten mixed up in something and thrown out.
I see, yeah.
Because when I look in the fourth house for finding this, there's an Eight of Spades there, and that's a lost object. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to try to see whether there was any chance to find it in the house, I would say that the best place to look is in the most northerly point of the house. Mm-hmm. And it's due north. It's not north by northwest. It's north by northeast. It's very much due north. If she lost it in the house and it can be found, that's where I would look for it.
Okay.
Good luck, Ann.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Susan in Coventry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Susan. You're an Aries. What's your question for me?
I'm curious about how you see my relationship with my husband.
Okay. And what's his birthday?
3/22/62.
So he's also an Aries.
Yes.
And how long have the two of you been married?
We've been married for 3 years.
I see.
And together for 9.
Okay. The Queen of Hearts is you. The King of Hearts is him. And two Aries together is not an easy combination. It's an awful lot of fire.
Yeah.
And it means that both of you really have to play by the same set of rules or it's not going to work. He falls in your seventh house, which is marriage and partnership. He falls with the Seven of Hearts and with two clubs. You fall with the Nine of Hearts and two hearts. Those are all very promising testimonies, Susan. In other words, if you want this marriage to last, it can. It can.
It can.
It can. Now the question is, what do you have to do to make it work? Look, you're both headstrong. You're both obstinate.
Yeah.
Neither one of you wants to listen until you want to listen. Neither one of you wants to learn until you want to learn. You got to find new ways to negotiate. You have to find new ways to communicate with each other. And there are certain specifics that can be very useful. Can the two of you go walking together? Not when it's snowing, obviously, but at other times. Can you take a walk together?
Sure. Sure.
All right. I want you to take a walk together or even go for a ride in the car. The point is, when you're walking or when you're riding, you're side by side. You're not facing each other. When you're facing each other, there's a sense of confrontation. When you're walking side by side, there's a sense of being partners, okay?
Okay.
And I would like you to ask him what are three things that he'd really like to have be different in the marriage. And I'd like you to tell him what are three things. But I'd also like you to tell him three things that you really love and respect about him and ask him to do the same for you. I think that there's a lot that the two of you can make better. You've gotten into some patterns of behavior that just don't work.
Okay.
But beyond that, I really think that this is a marriage that can and ought to be fixed.
Okay.
Susan, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Bill in Johnston, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you, dear?
I am well, Bill, and I see you're a Sagittarian, and what's your question for me?
All right. I was just wondering as far as what you see as far as my financial forecast as well as my health and romance.
Okay, call my office. The phone number there is 401-333-7970. You made Ken really mad, Bill. You made Ken really mad. He told you you could only ask me one question. Call my office, 401-333-7970. Then you can ask me as much as you want. Let's talk to Bob in South Attleboro. Bob, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. I see you're a Libra, and what's your question for me?
Well, another marriage. How is mine going to do this year?
All right, Bob, you're born under the sign of Libra. What's your wife's birth date? I don't need the year.
It's 325.
Okay, so she's in Aries. Yes. And how long have you been married?
Oh, just over a year.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. People don't usually call and ask how their marriage is if everything's perfect.
Right.
So when you tell me that you have a question about your marriage and you've only been married a year, it's really distressing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. There was somebody else who you cared about a great deal once upon a time. And there's a shadow from her that falls over this whole situation. And I'm not laying the blame on you. That's not the point. The point is that if you marry someone and you really believe I love her and I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her and then things don't go very well, it's human nature to find your heart going back or your mind going back to somebody in another time when things were wonderful. Okay. Since the marriage is so new, you certainly do want to try everything in your power to make it work. The problem right now is that you're not communicating with each other at all well, and she's not looking in the same direction that you're looking.
I see.
So in order for you to get her attention, we got to bring somebody else in here to help, because it's the two of you together who made this situation what it is right now, and I think it's going to take a third person who is objective, and that's why I speak about marriage counseling when a situation like this shows up.
Okay.
You have the Nine of Hearts in your seventh house. That means there's still hope. She has the Nine of Spades in her seventh house. She's really unhappy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. Do you know? I don't want you to tell me. I just want a yes, no. Do you know what happened?
No.
Okay. Here's the first thing that I always ask people when I'm working with a couple. The first question that I ask her is, Do you think he knows what... Okay, it's a very complicated question. Let's see if I can word it for you properly. Mm-hmm. If I were to say to your wife, do you know what Bob wants in the marriage that he's not getting from you? Do you think she could answer that question, yes or no?
No.
Okay. If she doesn't know what you want, Bob, that's your fault. It's because you didn't tell her in a way that she understands. And if there is anything that makes people crazy about the sign of Libra, it is exactly that. You do not confront situations in a way that the other person understands. You have a tendency to sweep matters under the rug. This is the crux of the only bad quality in Libra. Otherwise, you're a sweetheart of a guy.
Thanks.
But then I turn to you and I ask you, do you know what she wants in the marriage that she's not getting from you, yes or no?
No, there hasn't been much communication. So.
Well, then that's what's wrong. And you've only been married for a year, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to communicate with each other. I do know that because you are opposite signs, Aries and Libra, opposites attract and also repel. You need to work on it. I hope you will. It's awful soon to throw in that towel. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available. Jill on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Jill, I see you're a Libra, and what's your question?
My question was a lot to do with marriage, but I've been listening, so I'm going to ask about work.
You can ask about marriage, even though other people did.
I know. Well, you answered a lot of things. So,
oh, good. Okay. Especially since you're a Libra, you heard me explaining to Bob what it is about Libra that makes other people nuts. You guys get the best press in all of astrology. Did you know that?
I hope so.
It's really true. If you pick up any sun sign astrology book, and I recommend... I've just completely blanked on Linda Goodman's name. If you pick up Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, it's the best sun sign book ever written, and I don't think anyone ever needs to write another one. And what she says about Libra makes everybody wish that they'd been born under the sign of Libra. You guys are genuinely nice and get along with people beautifully, except that you also practice denial, which makes other people crazy. So if that's helping you in terms of looking at your marriage, great. So do you want to know about finances?
Can I ask about my profession?
Absolutely. You want to know about your career?
Okay. Yeah, but it does have to do with the communication level
Okay.
currently in my job. So
all right.
If you can help me with that.
Queen of Diamonds is the card that represents you. The third house is all about communications. You get three hearts and a diamond there. I don't understand what the problem is in terms of your ability to communicate. And I look at the sixth house, which is employment. There's two other women there that you seem to be working with, and a four of hearts, which is a change for the better. This whole picture, and your 10th house cards are gorgeous too. Either I've got the wrong layout altogether here, Jill, or I've got a picture that suggests you're perfectly capable of making this whole matter better, whatever it is. There's no problem that I see around you at all that's insurmountable. None, none, zero, zero.
Okay.
I see unhappiness in some areas.
Yeah.
I see frustration. I'm not convinced you're doing with your life what you really hoped or thought you might. And you're very young yet. You know, you haven't even hit 40 yet. You've got plenty of time to really re-examine what you're doing with your life and questioning how you might improve certain things. And I think that's a great thing for you to do. But you have every skill, every gift, every talent that you need to work on your question. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Evelyn's going to be coming up, and Joan's going to be coming up. But we're sort of short on time right at the moment, and I don't want to shortchange you. And we do have a couple of lines available for the first time in an hour at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock, followed by Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. By the way, I have several websites. One of them is MyrnaLamb.com. That's MyrnaLamb. There's also AstrologyOfGreatSex.com. I hope you'll check them out. And by the way, if you're interested in listening to previous broadcasts of this program, you can pick that up on the MySpace Myrna Lamb page. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Joan in Providence. Joan, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Hey, Joan. I see you're born under the sign of Sagittarius. And what's your question for me?
I want to know what you see for any romantic interests in the near future for me.
Okay. Are you seeing anyone, or is there someone around at all right now?
Not at the very moment.
Okay. Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Okay. The Queen of Hearts is the card that represents you, and let's see if there's any cute guys falling in the fifth house of romance or the seventh house in marriage, or even in the 11th house, which represents associations and getting to know people. Yes, we have. Well, okay. We have a bad guy in the fifth house, so there was somebody who we kicked out not all that very long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a bad taste in your mouth from that one.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get rid of him. I don't know if he was an earth sign, Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, but he had a lot of those kind of qualities. And that was really, really a hurtful relationship.
Yeah.
We go to the seventh house, which is marriage and partnership, and the King of Diamonds falls in there with beautiful cards around. Now, what I've got is kind of a confusing picture there between the sign of the air signs and the fire signs. In other words, I'm not sure which one he is. I know how I can fix this. The man who ended the relationship with, which was ended not that long ago, the one I was referring to that was hurtful, what was his birth sign? Do you know? Don't remember his birthday.
No, I want to say it was in February.
Okay, early February. So he was an Aquarian. Okay, good. The reason I needed to know that is because the King of Diamonds could represent an Aquarian. The Jack of Hearts is more likely to represent a fire sign. So what these cards are saying to me is if another Aquarian comes along, it does not mean you need to go running and screaming in the opposite direction. Sagittarius and Aquarius usually get along extremely well in spite of the fact that that one relationship did not go well at all. This is a man who I see you meeting specifically under a month that begins with J. It could be January. It's more likely to be July. June is a possibility, but July is the most likely. I expect that you are going to be doing something that has to do with business. I expect you to be away from the mainstream of your life, doing something just a little out of the ordinary. The number 10 is somehow important. All of that's going to make sense to you when you meet this man. And there's a bunch of colors that are connected to this. I don't know whether there are there colors of some sort, a lot of bright colors somehow connected to the work that you do?
No.
I know that's a very strange question, Joan. I know. I've never asked that question of anyone before. I see a lot of colors around you. I see you going to a place that's something different from what you normally go to, and yet it has something to do with your work.
Okay.
Something like that is likely to come up. I think it's most likely June or July. You will meet him there. He is perhaps 10 years older than you, very youthful and lots of fun. I think that's going to help you out. Okay. Good luck with that. Let's talk to Evelyn in Central Falls. Evelyn, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I see that you are a Scorpio. And what's your question for me?
I need to know about my job in the future.
Okay, Evelyn, you're working currently.
And No, I'm not, unfortunately.
Okay, so you are looking for a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you are a Scorpio. How long have you been unemployed?
Since October.
Really?
Middle of October.
You know, almost every single planet that could help you is in a place to help you.
Really?
Really. So how hard have you been looking for another
job? I've been looking. I mean, I have my name all over the place.
Okay. What kind of work? No, I don't want to ask that question. How long did you work in the last job?
Almost a year.
Almost 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, how long were you in one job?
Prior to that, I was laid off again.
Okay.
And then I was working for 14 years.
Okay. So you had one job that lasted a long time, and since then it's been a string of real problems.
Right.
Are you doing different kinds of work from what you were doing in that 14-year employment?
Well, this job that I did apply for, it's very similar.
Okay. And you want to know whether you have a chance at this current job that you just applied
for? Right, that I had just 2 months.
Oh, I'd like to say yes, but the fact is these cards don't look very good at all, and there's really disappointment all over the place. Have you gone into Employment Security and talked to any of the counselors there?
Yes.
Okay, you happen to have the Nine of Hearts in the Sixth House. You're going to have a new job soon, I promise.
Really?
The worst case scenario is that it could take you until the beginning of March to find this new job, even the middle of March.
That's okay. I'm willing to wait.
Okay, but you have the Nine of Hearts, which is the target, best card falling in the place that represents a job. Do you get this job you just interviewed for? I don't think so. Don't lose hope. These
right.
cards are looking very promising.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, Evelyn. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Joyce in Charlton, Mass. Joyce, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
I want to know if it will be a good move if I move my mother from one senior community to another senior community.
Okay.
I'm responsible for making the decision.
Okay.
She is not. It's me that has to make the decision.
Okay. Is she aware of what's going on?
Yes. She's not aware that I'm looking around, but she is aware and has expressed interest in it, but I don't know if it's going to be a good mood.
Decision. Okay. I have the card that represents you. You are the Queen of Clubs, being a Taurus. You are surrounded by terrible negative spades, so I think that this decision is really weighing on you very heavily. What is your mother's birthday?
October 13th.
So she's born under the sign of Libra, and the Queen of Diamonds represents her. And she falls with confusion cards around her. And her fourth house, the way that I work with the cards, if there's a group that contains all four suits, a spade and a club, a diamond and a heart, that means confusion. And that's what falls around her. And in the fourth house that represents where she lives, once again, confusion. And in the seventh house, which represents the people who she's living with and interacting with, those are not happy cards. So even though she may feel somewhat stable in this place, I don't see her as happy there. And to whatever extent she can be happy in a retirement place of this sort, she's not there, and I think that it makes sense to move her.
Thank you so much. Have a very good evening, and you made my evening excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome, Joyce. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Carrie in Providence. Carrie, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hi, how are you, Myrna?
I'm well, Carrie, and I see that you're born under the sign of Scorpio.
Oh, I sure am.
And you are very, very Scorpio, by the way.
Oh,
yes,
I've been told that many times.
Yes. Well, what's your question for me?
I'm just wondering about romance.
Okay.
I'm involved with somebody currently, and I'm just wondering where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. What's his birth date? I don't need the year.
Okay, it's 520, a Taurus.
Okay.
Right on the cusp.
Right. Okay. Well, Taurus and Scorpio can make a very good mix. It's not an easy mix.
No.
but it certainly can work. And what is needed in order to make it work is for you to be very careful not to nag him.
Okay.
Because Scorpios are capable of nagging.
Really?
And, yes. And to recognize that Taurus cannot be pushed. Ever.
Okay.
Taurus can be cajoled. I don't think anyone's much more helpful than Taurans when you ask them to please help you, but when you tell them to do something, they give you an argument.
Okay.
So the thing is, you just have to let him move at his own pace. Now, another part of the problem is he's very comfortable with things exactly the way they are.
Okay.
You want more. He's happy.
Okay.
So you're just going to have to decide whether it's enough.
Okay.
And if you're content with things as they are, I don't think they're going to change. But in the box that represents marriage, you have the Nine of Spades, which is the single worst card in the deck, I'm sorry to say.
Okay.
So right now, if he were right here and I said to him, you have to marry her or it's over, I'm afraid he'd walk.
Okay.
All right, Carrie. Good luck with that. Let's move on and talk with Marie in Douglasville, Georgia. Welcome, Marie.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, I see you're born under the sign of Cancer, and what's your question for me?
I very recently pondered on having a medical procedure and finally decided to have it to discover what's happening, and I won't get the results until Wednesday, and I'm wondering what possibly they might be, what's going on with my health.
All right, I'm a little
bit... Trying to stay positive.
Okay. Just because time is so short on the air, I am a little bit confused sometimes by the question. Now, let's see if I understood you. You decided to have a procedure done. So you went in for the test.
A test.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You went in for a test on some part of your body to find out whether or not there is a problem there.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're waiting for test results. Okay,
yes,
now I've got the question. The Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. Tests are the third house. I have the card that represents you, and in the third house, the cards are not bad. So let's say that you could get a yes-no answer. I think you get a sort of a semi-answer, but it's not a bad one. In other words, if you have a potential disorder that is scary, this is on the very least scary end. So in other words, Marie, the answer is there's something going on, but it's not dire at all.
Thank God.
Yes, it is not
That's
dire.
Wonderful.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And I think we have time to wrap up with Dee in Coventry. Dee, welcome to the program.
Just a quick question. Any chance of getting to relocate to the warmer weather? Do you see that? I am still waiting for March.
I know. I feel that way the same. Most of the time, it gets to be September 1st, and I take a heavy, heavy sigh, and I think, oh, my gosh, I have to get through.
You know me well without even meeting. Yes.
You are the queen of clubs. That's a Capricorn.
Yes.
And as far as the idea of moving to the warmer climate, I look in your ninth house cards, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you have it. You've got a four of diamonds and a four of clubs. The four of diamonds is the potential, and the four of clubs is the action. Goodbye, Dee. Have a good trip. I'm Myrna Lamb, out of time for tonight. Coming up, Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson after the news on WPRO. And by the way, should you want to call my office, 401-333-7970. Have a wonderful week.